Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel's full cabinet signed off on the three-phase Gaza hostage release ceasefire deal. Phase one is supposed to start Sunday.
The release of the first hostages, 33 of them, are set to be freed over the next 6 weeks in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians that Israeli officials have imprisoned. There have been a lot of challenges in reaching this point, but this, again, is just the start of the first phase of this agreement. There are still several more phases.
ABC Selena Wang. With much of the U.S. about to get a crippling blast of Arctic air, President-elect Trump ordered Monday's inauguration moved indoors under the Capitol Rotunda, the Capitol One Arena, to be open for a live viewing. The Biden administration announced that weight loss diabetes drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy are now on Medicare's list of medications whose prices to be negotiated directly with the pharmaceuticals. 25 medications now on the list. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services said that they've confirmed the first pediatric death from the flu this season. In a release Thursday, the DHS said that the death is one of 16 nationally so far this winter. No other information was released. The DHS said that currently, respiratory illness cases are high, including flu, COVID-19, RSV, and norovirus. DHS officials are urging people to get their flu and COVID-19 vaccines if they haven't already, and to take steps to reduce the spread of illnesses. Wisconsin State Supreme Court race is shaping up to be an expensive one. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Announced candidates have released fundraising forms, with the race already breaking fundraising records. Susan Crawford says she's got $2.8 million. Brad Schimmel's report shows $2.2 million raised. The race is expected to surpass the previous record-breaking $51 million spent in the 2023 Protasiewicz Kelly contest.
Estimates for the cost of this year's race put it at nearly $80 million. A fire destroyed a home in Onalaska Saturday night. After investigation, fire officials found that the origin of the fire was someone cooking. According to the Onalaska Fire Department, the home on Craig Lane East is a total loss after a fire started around 7:30 p.m. Saturday. Onalaska and Holman Fire Departments needed an hour to put out the fire and left the scene after about 3.5 hours. Five people that lived inside the home were able to get out safely. No one inside of the home or any firefighters were hurt. The former America's Best Value Inn in La Crosse has officially been replaced by Quick Trip. The renovated store opened its doors this week. 2 years ago, Quick Trip bought the property and tore down the troubled motel, which was known for a number of drug and law enforcement incidents. Its abrupt closure in 2023 sent long-term residents scrambling for new housing. An adjacent Quick Trip was then renovated to expand it to the new space after the former motel was torn down last year. The store is open 5 a.m. to midnight. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even-keel he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uke to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills to 10 below, and windy. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low teens, but wind chills near 10 below. Partly cloudy Sunday, high near zero, wind chill to 20 below.
Currently it's 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. You are just in time for hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, of Nightlight this Friday edition. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me. 7:35, it's a bar band Friday night here at Nightlight. Terry Barr, host of Max Inc. Radio, will be here, and she has fantastic music tonight from Janet Planet and Isaiah and the New People. Very exciting, great stuff. Stick around, and in just a few minutes, we'll talk to Meredith Jamisco. She is the marketing director for downtown Kenosha, and she will fill us in about Snow Days, a really cool upcoming event happening there in K-Town. Right now, we have just a few more minutes with our pal Mike Clemens. We're talking Bob Uecker. Mike, we were able to locate that clip, so with your permission, sir, we would love to fire that up and have you discuss
it. Yeah, you know, it almost felt, Pete, like an early kind of memorial gathering. These guys wanted to come forward and talk to reporters, talk to the guys in the media on the Zoom call, because, you know, Woodruff is back south, and Yelich was checking it, and you're going to hear Christian Yelich, pitcher Brandon Woodruff, and Ryan Braun, who, by the way, you know, Brawny had to evacuate from his home out there in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, so he was calling from a secondary, you know, place that he had. But they came in on the Zoom calls so that the TV people get that. And here's when it got to be my turn to ask him a question, here's how that went down.
Mike Clemens.
I was thinking about Bob today when he was doing the games at night or on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. The stories he told, he was so observant of the collection of characters that could be in a clubhouse and telling those stories. And yet it seemed like you guys must have trusted him that if you shared a story, he'd never embarrass you, right?
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what. And he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And he always would have your back over anything. So I think you knew when, like, you're talking to him, like, you're just talking and you don't have to worry about something getting out that's not supposed to, or, you know, he would never do anything like that. And it was the same for him, though, too, you know, because he could talk to us about anything and we obviously wouldn't share it if it wasn't supposed to be shared. I think that's part of why he liked being in the clubhouse so much. Was it was essentially a sanctuary for him, where, you know, he's Bob Uecker in life. But, you know, when he's in the clubhouse, he's just Bob and he can be himself. And he knows that those are his friends. It's a place where he can let his guard down and just be him. And I think that's why, you know, you guys kind of heard like all the special stories from, you know, guys in the clubhouse from behind the scenes, because, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down and just be him. And you guys could talk about whatever.
Yeah, I would kind of piggyback off of Yelly. Like, you never felt like if there was anything you said in the clubhouse, it was ever going to get out. And, you know, just kind of a safe haven for everybody. And also, too, like when the games are on during the game, some of the times the guys will go back in the clubhouse and watch the game and listen to, they'll have Bob on the TV, and there was never, and this is what strikes me now, there's never an instance where, speaking of having the players back, he would never, ever, ever say a bad word about a player. And I think that was probably just, it's hard to do that. It's hard not to say something negative at some point, but at no point would you ever hear him say anything bad about especially a Brewers player or any other player. I mean, heck, I think I remember when Adam Wainwright was going through his tour there, he wanted to get in the booth with him. And I remember listening to that and how Bob would talk to him when he was doing that as an opposing player of the Cardinals, you know, big rival. And I think that speaks volumes, but I always thought that was pretty cool. He would always have the players back and he would never have a bad thing to say about any of the guys.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything. You could fully trust him. You valued his feedback and his opinion. And you knew that anything that you shared, you know, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That is great stuff, Mike. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I just appreciate those players, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Vassallo, PR guy, we kind of put it, hey, is anybody going to talk to us? And, hey, we're working on it, you know, hang in there. We got a little update, 3:30, hey, it's 4 o'clock, 4:15, okay? And they got all three of those guys, and we talked for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot about him.
It's just a conversation. We just had a conversation and guys telling stories and all that. And I think the Brewers have got some of that linked up on their website. I haven't checked or so. But, you know, I was allowed to record that. They know that I'm doing that and sending it out to our civic media stations now across the state. And half a dozen or so our stations are Milwaukee Brewer Radio affiliates. You know, we're going to play those games this summer. But, yes, that also shows where, unlike other franchises, the Brewers really is a family, man. I mean, when you walk in there game day, all those people that work in the stadium, I mean, they love each other. Those 80, you know, precious days that they get to work together at the ballpark. And you know, Uecker, he was the king of all that. Hey, we're at the ballpark. We're going to have a good time, right? Now, he would, you know, as I said, he'd get in, take the elevator, go to the booth, pretty much work on his thing. But he might come out in the cafeteria, and he'd stand there in the press box cafeteria. Florence, when are you gonna give me a decision? And she'd go, oh, Mr. Bob, please go away. This short little woman, you know, with the hairnet that was serving the food in the press box, you know, because he would get down on his knee and propose marriage to her.
Oh, you know, that's like, every week,
you know. And then he'd look to the rest of the crowd and, you know, a bunch of reporters slopping down some food before the game starts. Going, man, I've been working on this for 5 years, you know. She won't give me an answer, you know. Gave her a ring and everything. Jeez, you know, and then he walks back into the booth, you know, closes the door.
That's so great. Mike, I hope you tune in next Wednesday. We'll have Skip Kiparis on. He played the other announcer in Major League in the booth with Bob. So Skip is a comedian, a Chicago-based comedian, very funny. And he'll come on and share some Uecker stuff too. And man, I almost wish we had dedicated like the whole show to this because these stories are so great. And I heard the clip you sent where Uecker said Major League 1 and 2 are good. The third one stunk.
Yeah, when you look at that that scene where Uecker's, you know, playing Harry Doyle, and your guest is, you know, right next to him is the play-by-play guy. Then over his shoulder is a guy with a big mustache, and he's kind of the engineer, right? And that's Gene Butterfield, and he was a radio engineer from our sister station at WRJN down in Racine at the time that was being filmed. A great guy who's a part of that cast too. It was that summer of '89, and they just had this, you know, this call. There's going to be this movie, and Euchre's going to be in it. But that's you didn't know that Corbin Burns, you know, and Charlie Sheen and these other
Tom
actors
Berenger,
would be there.
Wesley Snipes,
Berenger, No one knew it was going to be that huge of a film, but there's thousands of extras, you know, that just would show up every night. And I remember driving home from the radio station, 11 o'clock at night, and the lights were still on at County Stadium while they were shooting night scenes, you know, well into the night, while those people would say, okay, take 20, I need you to cheer again, okay? You know, or I need you to chant Wild Thing or something like that. And, you know, they did that night after night for like a month or so till they could get all their scenes, their externals.
Just another great chapter to Bob Uecker's legacy. Very cool stuff, Mike. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Let's jump into some Packers stuff another time. We'll have lots to discuss with the draft coming up and everything. But this was really fun. Thank you, buddy, so much.
You bet, Pete. You bet. Conrad, you guys take care. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks a lot, Mike. That's Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority. Mike Clemens, always fun to talk to Mike. Conrad.
Yes.
Are you still there?
I am still here.
You took a powder. Okay.
No, I never take powders anymore.
It's good to have you, buddy. Hey, so we're running a little behind, but I'm very excited to welcome our next guest. She comes to us all the way from beautiful Kenosha, Wisconsin, down there in the southeast part of the state. Her name is Meredith Comisco, and she is the public relations director for Visit Kenosha. They have a really cool festival coming up next week, and Meredith has agreed to come on the show and tell us all about it. Meredith, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for your patience. We were talking Bob Uecker, as you probably heard, and but we're very excited now to talk about snow days. So thanks for joining us on this Friday night.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this is the 11th annual event for Snow Days. So it happens in downtown Kenosha on January 25th. And we welcome everyone to come downtown to the lake and see nearly 60 ice sculptures on display.
Okay, so this is fascinating to me, Meredith. Sculpting ice is an incredible talent. I don't know how people do it. I've never watched someone do it. I just look at them and I see the detail. And I was telling Conrad earlier in the show, I bet you 10 to 1, people just walk by, nod, and appreciate it. But do people really appreciate how much effort goes into sculpting structures like that?
Yeah, they may not, but they definitely love looking at it. And it's a great photo opportunity. And it's incredible, this business. Downtown Kenosha partners with Art Below Zero and Franksville. And I actually watched a documentary on them not too long ago. They like make their own ice at their workshop facility. Oh, wow. And then they truck it in. And I mean, this guy's cranking out ice sculptures week after week. He's doing 90 for some event this weekend. So, yeah. And it's very small. Few people, you know, do it.
That is crazy.
And there's few people, I should say, helping him out. Yeah.
Yeah. This, what I found fascinating was I was looking at everything you guys offer at Snow Days. And I thought, then I saw the time. 2 hours. How do you do all this? Into this seems like it should be like a weekend event or a night thing. Do you guys, there must not be one dull moment in that 2 hour time frame.
No, yeah. In the 2 hours at Veterans Memorial Park, you see them actually do an ice sculpture demonstration, and there's music and there's s'mores you can cook over fire pits. But the ice sculptures will stay up well beyond that event, depending on the weather, of course. We're hoping for cold weather and not too sunny, so the ice sculptures will last well into the next week.
Oh yeah, that could be a whole different kind of festival if you get unseasonable warmth, I would imagine. All right, so we got to do a very quick break, Meredith. When we come back, I want to ask you about some of the other things you guys offer. I know there's ice skating and electric streetcar rides and food, and we'll get into all that. And then I just want to ask you a general question about Kenosha. What I think Kenosha is a city that's going to start to boom, Meredith, and you're the public relations director, so I want to ask you about that and see if we're on the same page there. But thank you for being with us tonight. We'll have more a few minutes more with Meredith Comisco. She's the public relations director for Visit Kenosha, and their very cool program Snow Days happens January 25th from 1 to 3 in Veterans Memorial Park. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talk to me, sister, so you can see, sister. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Right on. Right on.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back. Our question of the night is, what drives you more crazy, slow or fast drivers? The inspiration coming from Todd Alba in the cut you just heard. We thought it would be fun to put it out there. We will read more of your texts in just a few minutes. Please get in on the fun and let us know what you think. Right now, or coming up in a few minutes, I should say, it's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with new music, as always. It'll be great to talk to Terry, and she has picked out fantastic music tonight, so I highly encourage you to stick around. If you weren't going to already, right now we have a few more minutes with our friend Meredith Jumisco, who is the Public Relations Director for the city of Kenosha, or visit Kenosha. I'm sorry, Meredith, great to have you. So I asked you before the break, how do you do all this in 2 hours? You've got food, ice skating, ice sculptures. How does it work?
Well, you just enjoy the day is what you do. You can come early, come for breakfast, enjoy downtown in the morning, enjoy the event, and then stick around into dinner. So yes, at the park, you can see a demonstration. You can see some of the ice sculptures. And then there are more ice sculptures throughout downtown in front of various businesses. And they're all offering, or many of them are offering, special discounts. So it gives you a reason to stick around all day. And while you're at the park, you can go ice skating at the ice rink there.
That is a real, sounds like a lot of fun. You got ice skating, you got s'mores. What are the electric streetcar rides? That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a 2 mile loop through downtown. So you can park further away from the event, take the streetcar to it, and they are free in conjunction with this event. Usually there's a fee, but they're free a few times a year. And they're authentic streetcars from the 1950s. So they are one of my most favorite attractions. You have got to ride them if you never have. It's one of the things I highly recommend anyone comes to Kenosha for the first time. You have to ride the streetcar.
How fun. Oh, that sounds great. How did you get involved in this racket, and how did you end up? Are you a lifelong native of Kenosha, or how did you find this fun, what sounds like a really fun gig?
Yeah, actually, I went to college in Kenosha, UW Parkside. So that was my first foray into Kenosha. And I've been here over 24 years now at Visit Kenosha. So it's a lot of fun. It's something keeps you busy all year long. We just finished producing our 2025 Kenosha Area Visitors Guide that's out. And then we are already into event season here, the first month of the year. So always something to do.
Not wasting any time. That's great. All right. So I have a question for you. You know, with all of the terrible hurricanes and fires and all the nutty stuff going on in the world with global warming or climate change, you know, you hear all about there's going to be this great migration to the Midwest. Kenosha's right on the lake. It's halfway between Milwaukee and Chicago. It's such a great location. Do you guys, and I don't know if you're in on meetings like this, but does the city of Kenosha anticipate a lot of growth? I mean, it seems like a perfect location.
Yes, growth is actually underway right now. There's revitalization efforts in three different parts of the city, including downtown, and that includes commercial, residential, recreation spaces being created. There's already been a lot of new residential buildings put up and more underway. So we are definitely well prepared to be in that position to have more people come and live in Kenosha.
Do you want more people, Meredith?
Yes, come to our events, our restaurants, our businesses would love it. You know, we are ready for tourism. We rank 16th out of the 72 counties in Kenosha for tourism.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah, we have a lot of great things happening here.
That sounds great. And I wasn't asking because Conrad and I want to stop by your place or anything. I'm just in tip, you know, wondering in general. Hey, before we let you go, Meredith, and I wish you a lot of luck with the festival. It sounds like so much fun. I ask a lot of guests this when they come on the show. We talk about TV and movies a lot. Are you watching anything on TV you could recommend or something you're binge watching or seen any good movies in the theaters lately?
Okay, I'm still watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, wow, really? Conrad, we have to remember Meredith next year when we do our Hallmark sketches again.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have you be part of one, Meredith. We think that would be really fun. We made some funny like movie trailers for Hallmark films. So, well, that's great. That's fantastic. You can watch those past Christmas. There are no rules to this, right?
Yeah. And then the winter ones and then the spring ones and it's year round for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Hey, thank you so much. It was great to meet you and good luck with snow days, Meredith. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. That's Meredith Jumisco. Check out Snow Days next weekend in Kenosha. It sounds like a lot of fun. They're going to have over 60 ice sculptures. Stop and look at them, folks. They're beautiful works of art that so much detail goes into. And I feel like, and even Meredith kind of agreed with me, Conrad. People don't, they kind of just walk through and like, oh, that's nice. And I don't think they really understand how much goes into those things.
They could, you know, look after when they take a picture, be like, wow, that's, and then they look at the details on the picture.
That could be.
Okay.
You know what I would try to do? I would try to sell one. See if I could get anyone to buy it.
Okay.
Not realizing they have to keep it cold all the time. Hey, we have, it's Jim Carrey's birthday. We've got Terry Barr coming up. Do we have any more Dumb and Dumber or should we go Paul Blart?
We do. I mean, you could, whichever one you want to do.
Let's do, I do love that Paul Blart clip. I know I have this weird affinity for this movie that's kind of a kid's movie, but as I may or may not, do we have time?
It's too long.
The Paul Blart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we could play a clip from Dumb and Dumber if you want it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go Dumb and Dumber in honor of Jim Carrey's birthday. Here we go.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
Well, I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together. So where are you headed?
Aspen.
California. Beautiful. Name's Christmas. Lloyd Christmas.
I'm Mary Swanson.
This isn't my real job, you know.
No?
Nope. My friend Harry and I are saving up our money to open our own pet store.
That's nice.
I got worms.
I beg your pardon?
That's what we're going to call it. I got worms. We're going to specialize in selling worm farms. You know, like ant farms. What's the matter? A little tense about the flight?
Something like that.
There's really nothing to worry about, Mary. Statistically, they say you're more likely to get killed on the way to the airport. In a head-on crash or flying off a cliff or getting trapped under a gas truck. That's the worst. I have this cousin. Oh, I have this cousin.
Lloyd, could you keep your eyes on the road, please?
Oh, yeah. Good thinking. Can't be too careful. A lot of bad drivers out there.
And that leads us to our question of the night, folks. That's a really good segue there, Connor. Whenever I see a guy with bangs, that's what we call it. We say, check out Lloyd Christmas. Because you don't see that a lot, right?
Yeah,
you see a lot of dudes with bangs. So how are we doing on time?
We got about 30 seconds.
All right, I can't read the text. All right, but we will read them later, and we will welcome Terry Barr after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed and tells you what you need to know. Great to have you with us, folks, on this Friday night edition of Nightlight. It's Pete Schwab. We will be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An Iowa politician is proposing to purchase Minnesota's 9 southern counties. The proposed deal would need support from both of Iowa's legislative chambers and its governor before going to Minnesota for consideration. If both states agreed, Congress would have to approve the new border. Iowa State Senator Mike Bussolo said that the proposal is for counties that were originally part of the Iowa Territory. 180,000 people live in the 9 Minnesota counties, and it would not change electoral votes if approved. Wisconsin Supreme Court heard oral arguments earlier this week on the DNR's so-called spills law. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
The lawsuit was filed by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and argues that the DNR has not provided sufficient guidance on how it categorizes PFAS contaminants. A circuit court judge and a conservative-leaning court of appeals ruled in favor of the WMC. The state appealed that decision, stating that as this is an evolving issue and the DNR's guidance should be qualified as rulemaking.
The case's outcome will determine whether Governor Tony Evers has rulemaking authority or if a legislative committee has the ability to strike down rules established by state agencies. At last night's La Crosse County Board meeting, a $250,000 resolution that would support the La Crosse Regional Airport's plan to attract a second airline was approved. Currently, only American Airlines flies out of La Crosse, and it's been that way since Delta left in June of 2023 over a lack of workers. The airport's manager said they will need $1.5 million to bring Delta or any other airline back. The $250,000 in funds from the county would help in reaching that goal. Enjoy the mild weather today with highs topping out in the mid-40s for some because colder weather is on the way. Tomorrow night, temperatures will drop well below zero and won't return to positive digits until Tuesday at the earliest. Wind chills Sunday through Tuesday could be negative 20 to 30 degrees. The cold spell is expected to be short-lived as temperatures are set to return to seasonable highs in the 20s by the middle of next week. We'll have more in our Civic Media forecast. For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. In Oh My Gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills to 10 below, and windy. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low teens, but wind chills near 10 below. Partly cloudy Sunday, high near zero, wind chill to 20 below. Currently it's 37.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina, yes, can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We'll be right back.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, the return of Dr. Kristen Lierley from some faraway island. And a president gets inaugurated too, I guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
She is a special guest. One of our most special. We love having Terry Barr on every Friday night to celebrate music. And she does a great job as one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, which you can catch right here on Civic Media on Saturday nights from 6 to midnight. And she is back. I could have made another bar joke there, Terry, and said bar back. But you are bar band Terry Barr. Welcome, Terry. How are you?
And I think you gave me that name, so I really don't have anything to do with it. So.
Well, you're kind of the crux of the whole thing here. You're the glue. So
okay,
whatever. However, I'll take it.
I don't mind it at all.
That's fantastic. All right.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing very well, Conrad. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm good too. I know you had Mike Clemens on earlier to talk about Bob Uecker. I just have to say, I could not have loved that man more. Grew up with The Voice like everyone else. And the first time I ever got to meet him, I couldn't speak, if you can believe it.
Oh, I believe it.
To say, growing up with that voice and my dad loving him the way he did. I was a stone. I just stood there. And luckily, I was with a photographer. We were in Cincinnati covering the Reds Brewers game. And he explained to Bob my issue. And Bob so graciously left. And I thought, oh, no, I lost my opportunity, Pete. No, he graciously comes back with a photo. Ugh, what a photo. Him on his Harley in the middle of County Stadium.
He's a Harley guy?
I've learned more about Bob Uecker
in the last 2 days. I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, this picture is awesome. It was his Harley, he told me. And I finally did say a few words. I think the ice finally broke. He signed it for my dad, and it sat next to my dad's chair every day until my dad passed. So I took it.
Gosh, what a cool story. And what a cool thing to have.
He gave me a little hug. I mean, he just looked like he loved everything. His eyes were always so light and bright. And you just hope that you can be someone like that for other people.
Well, and what a cool thing for you to be able to give your dad. I'm sure that meant a ton to him as well. So thank you for sharing that. That's musical in its own way, Terry.
Well, it's weird for, you know, when I tell people I couldn't talk and they're like, you? We all have our moments of quiet sometimes.
Absolutely. I mean, and especially when you meet an idol, it's you clam up. You're like, oh, I don't want to sound cliche. I want to think of the right thing to say. It can be terrifying. You
know? Yes, absolutely.
Well, you have picked out two really fantastic artists to share with us tonight.
Oh, good.
I just love. I've heard the name Janet Planet for decades, and I know who she is. But I probably don't know nearly as much about her as I probably should. But tell everybody about Janet Planet.
Let me tell you this, too. When I worked in Green Bay at Fox 11, we were still the NBC affiliate. My co-anchor, Jay Johnson, and many people in Green Bay will remember that name, was appalled that I had never heard Janet Planet. So the next show, he said, we're going. And I have loved her music ever since. But I will be honest, this is the first time, and I've chased her off and on. I mean, sometimes we didn't live here. But then when we got back, I chased her for interviews. Finally got one. And, you know, she has been doing this her entire life. She is a full-time traveling musician. She travels the world, Pete. She plays jazz festivals. And we're talking huge jazz festivals all over the world. And it just stuns me to think, wow, she chooses to live in Oshkosh.
Has she always?
Yes. And she said when people ask her, why didn't you go to one of the coasts or maybe New Orleans or somewhere like that? And she said, why? I can get on an airplane. I can fly wherever I need to. And I can actually afford a house in Oshkosh.
And that's Janet Planet saying that. I mean, that should tell you something. I think a lot of people would do that. I think a lot of artists would do that if they thought it was an option.
And right.
It's not like you can't make it from a place like Oshkosh or Decatur, Illinois or whatever, but it's a little harder. But once you're established, I mean, good for her.
Yeah. And here's another new thing along with the new music. And I have a story for you about her new music too, but I love this. They've had a studio kind of, you know, ragtag sort of studio that you could just bump into and go record whatever you might need to. Well, they decided in the last year to take an entire room and make it a dedicated studio. So now she just started actually giving lessons from this studio. Oh, nice. They're doing these intimate concerts. I love this, where you can come in. I think it's a typically, you know, bring your own booze or water or whatever you might want to have, but there's little couches all around and it's just a really intimate gathering. And then she said she also wants to have educational events, but they want to host it all at their house in this studio.
Did she make a comeback, Terry, or did she never go away? I feel like there was a documentary about her recently or a film, and now I'm hearing the music that you're bringing. Did she take a break or did we just not know?
You know what? You might be thinking of the Janet Planet movie. There's an actual movie about this other woman with the same name.
Oh.
And yeah, Janet said she gets asked that all the time.
Oh, what when we had our brief discussion
about our interview. And she said, I am not that Janet Planet. I'm the jazzy Janet Planet.
How is there someone named Janet Planet that's famous for music and a movie comes out with her name and it's not her? That's insane.
I have no idea. You're the film guy. I'll let you figure that one out.
I was going to tackle that one. All right. Well, let's hear some Janet Planet. You brought a song called What Greater Joy. Are we ready to roll that, do you think, Tara?
Let me, if I may, Pete.
Absolutely.
This is from a new album. She wrote these songs with a dear friend who was battling breast cancer at the time. And the hope always was that this friend would record these songs. But she ended up having a lot of troubles with her voice. She's cancer-free now. But she then asked Janet to please record the music we wrote. So that's what you're going to hear with this song.
Oh, I love when there's a story behind the song. You always have the great ones, Terry. All right, that's fantastic. Here is Janet Planet on Barman Friday Night. What Greater Joy.
What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch. When it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be greater joy. Than this, no greater joy, no greater bliss than to find
find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch, but when it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be greater joy.
Yeah, that's definitely the jazzy Janet Planet. That's boy, that's great. She's got such a good voice.
Ah,
she's fantastic.
It really is. And she's teaching people of all ages how to sing jazz. And I can't even imagine. There really is an art to that kind of music.
Absolutely. And it's so natural for her. Like, she's just effortlessly singing. It's just beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, is she live in the Lair tomorrow?
I should probably tell you, we are doing mini Lairs while Rocker is out. And for anyone who did not hear, Rocker is also in his own rock band. And at the end of a recent show, he passed out and had a heart attack.
Oh, dear.
And yeah, and of course, everybody has been commenting, well, isn't that a Rocker way to go? Yeah, he's all right, but he's got a road ahead of him. He had to have 3 stents, he's got to go through some physical therapy. And I think everybody was shocked because he's a thin guy. He looks like he's in shape. We miss him, and we kind of said, let's take a break on the big Lair.
Okay.
Because he loves that so much. Let's do little Lairs. So that's what we're doing with Janet Planet and then the other band as well.
Okay. Wow. That's give my best to Rocker. I knew he had a heart attack, but I heard that he was on the road to recovery. I did not hear that story.
And how about this? He passes out on stage after their set is done.
That's a team player right there.
That's a rock star.
That's an absolute rock star.
I know. And we can laugh now because we know he's going to be okay.
Oh, he's such a good dude. I'm so glad to hear that. So let's do this. Why don't we hear about Isaiah and the New People, and then we can play the song when we come back from the break, Terry, and then I'll close the show with some texts that I have to read. But I would love to hear this song that you both songs were great, but tell us about Isaiah and the New People.
You know, they are a new band to me, but while digging in, which we do, you know, to try and do a decent interview, I found out that they for a really long time were called Salmon Run. And they were based out of the Fox Cities, primarily Green Bay, but they tour. They travel everywhere. They tour. They play with everybody. They took a bunch of time off to, what should we say, recombobulate the band?
I love it.
Added, subtracted members. You know, we've heard these kinds of stories. But in the end, this is brand new music from a brand new band, which does still include a few of the original members. But I think they looked at this as a chance to sort of start over. And so this new music is out. They're going to be backing it up by touring all around Wisconsin the rest of this month. They're going to Texas in February. And then they're back in March for Wisconsin as we start kind of going into some of those spring and summer festivals. That's the thing they really enjoy playing.
That's fantastic. All right, so we'll do that. We'll hear Isaiah and the New People when we come back. We're going to go with the song, Terry. Help me say this. Lahaina?
Lahaina.
Lahaina.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear that. And then, so we'll do a quick break. We'll come back and we'll hear Lahaina. And then we'll close the show with your text. That's how you do a Friday night. And you do it with Terry Barr. She's here for Barr Band Friday Night. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. By the sky himself.
listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
This statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back. Monday night on Nightlight, one of Wisconsin's own, comedian Tom Clark will be here to talk about some of his dates coming up in Wisconsin, and film critic, Milwaukee-based film critic Matt Miller will join me to talk about award shows. Right now, we are in the middle of a swinging Bar Band Friday night with our friend Terry Barr, and so we've heard about Isaiah and the New People, so let's go to the song, Terry.
Okay.
Lahaina, right?
Yes.
All right, here is Lahaina, Isaiah and the New People. Great tune. Check it out.
Men in uniform, people in the water.
So that's Isaiah and the New People. I love this. I've never heard of this genre before, Terry. Western psychedelic funk or folk. Is it folk or funk?
Folk.
Yeah. How crazy is that? Western psychedelic folk. I love that.
I've never heard all of those words put together.
That's fantastic. That's so great. Thank you so much for bringing the music.
Of course, I love joining you and chatting it up with all the listeners too.
We totally appreciate you so much. Thank you so much, and we look forward to next week. Do we have another date? Another Friday night date with Terry Barr and Barr Band Friday Night? Right?
We have a date, sir.
All right. Awesome. Have a great weekend, Terry. Thank you so much.
You too, and everyone listening, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Conrad, I think we have to go out. After I read these texts, we got to go out on that song too.
That's okay, sounds tune. Good.
I love when I got to this, you know, when we connected here and I said, which song do you like better? And you said, without a doubt, Lahaina. So that was a good choice.
It was such a good song.
All right, let's get to some texts here. Our question of the night was, what drives you more crazy, fast or slow drivers? And we got some good ones here. Jim from Kenosha. I got to go all the way back here. Jim from Kenosha says it would be inconsiderate drivers. And I love that he put Jim from K-Town. Tom from New Berlin says fast drivers, ones that blow by you on Highway 43, or fast drivers that are driving angry on Highway 43 because they're trying to go around everyone. I agree, Tom. I don't know what is happening on 43, but there have been crazy drivers probably over the last 5 years. I've noticed that. Kate from the 715 says fast. Jim tried to call us too when we were talking probably to Meredith. Bridget from the 818 says fast drivers, they are dangerous, and when I'm a passenger I get carsick. Slow down. Thank you, Bridget, very much. Jim also texted us, Conrad, when we were talking to Meredith. I don't know if you saw this. He said, give some love to the Kenosha Comedy Club. All right, Jim, we'll do that. Tell us more about the Kenosha Comedy Club and let's get some comedians on here. Appreciate that, Jim. Paula says, slow drivers that go below the speed limit when you have to slam on the brakes if you can't change lanes. Conrad, is your mom a fast driver?
Actually, no. She always complains that my dad is a fast driver. So maybe,
you think that was like a subtle hint to your dad?
He is a left foot.
Steve from the 920 says, I think it is worse for fast drivers weaving inside and out in lanes when driving on the interstate roads. Experienced an accident on Highway 75 in Florida today. By the way, Grandma Krieger is watching tonight on YouTube and likes grandson Conrad's new glasses and haircut. I could not agree more. Yeah. High and tight. That's a great cut. I'm looking a little shaggy. I gotta get a haircut. Conrad, I need to get your haircut person.
Sounds good. It's about 2 minutes away from the studio.
All right, Steady Eddie, closing things up here. Pete, slow drivers, bad. Fast drivers, even worse. Bob Uecker hit 12 career major league home runs and had a career batting average of 200. He hit one of those home runs off Sandy Koufax. I didn't know that. That's kind of cool. And Mr. Baseball worried that the fact would keep Koufax, one of the greatest pitchers, out of the Hall of Fame. Despite Uke's booming home run, Koufax was somehow mercilessly voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you to Mike Clemens, Terry Barr, and Meredith Jamisco. Have a great weekend. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the New People. Plus Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse.
This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 15 months after the Hamas sneak attack that unleashed Israel's fury on Gaza, Israel's cabinet approved the three-phase ceasefire hostage release deal. It should take effect on Sunday.
Part one, we'll see a ceasefire, the withdrawal of Israeli troops from populated areas, and the gradual release of 33 hostages over a six-week period, including Americans Sagi Dekel-Chen and Keith Siegel, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Voting 9-0, the Supreme Court upheld federal law requiring TikTok's Chinese owners to sell to a U.S.-approved entity or face being banned in the U.S. It takes effect Sunday, President Biden leaving it to his successor to deal with. The Justice Department and Sangamon County, Illinois sheriff announced a deal in last summer's killing of Sonia Massey, shot dead in her own home by a deputy after she had called for assistance. This is ABC News.